Welcome to the premium version of Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, and each week I'll be answering your questions about mental strength, relationships, and everything else that affects your mental strength. If you've got an anonymous question that you'd like answered by a therapist, go ahead and ask me, and I'll answer on a future AMA episode. Now let's dive into today's question. A listener says, an affair cured my depression, but no one knows the real reason why I got better. Here's the background. I've been married for almost 20 years, and my marriage has always been pretty good. But I struggled with depression for a long time. I never had any energy, and I didn't feel like doing anything. I never really stuck to taking antidepressants long enough to see if they could work. During the pandemic, I became close to a coworker because we had a lot of Zoom meetings, just the two of us. And he got to see my house, and I got to know about his private life too. And for the first time in a long time, I started to feel happier. When the lockdown restrictions ended, our relationship became physical. Only a few times, though. He says he's happily married as well, and neither of us have any plans to leave our spouses. We occasionally find an excuse to set up an online meeting with one another, and we mostly just flirt. Once a month or so, we end up in the office on the same day. I can't guarantee we'll never meet up again. But I'm confused about how this friendship turned affair seems to have cured my depression. My husband and my friends have all noticed how much better I'm doing. I have way more energy, I take more pride in my appearance, and I feel like going out and doing fun things again. Of course, nobody knows why I'm better. I never thought I'd be someone who would cheat, so it doesn't make sense to me why I did it. And it doesn't make sense why it made me feel better instead of feeling guilty. Why do I feel better, and what do I do now? It's actually not all that surprising that an affair cured your depression, at least for now. But just because something eases your symptoms doesn't necessarily mean it's a healthy coping skill or that it's a good idea. And I'll get to that in a minute, but first, let's talk about why an affair might actually ease your depression. We know that depression can result from an imbalance of brain chemicals. When people have low levels of dopamine. To hear the rest of the answer and to get weekly bonus content with lots of exclusive extras that can help you grow mentally stronger, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. Just go to mentallystronger.supercast.com or click on the link in the show notes to sign up.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.